Stranger in Paradise by Eileen Gouge. Read by Christine Marshall.
Prologue. She chose a seat in the back of the bus so as not to draw attention to herself. A girl just shy of 16 who could have fit the description on any one of 100 missing person posters. 5 feet 7 inches, brown hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing jeans and navy sweatshirt. A girl with nails bitten to the quick and a silver stud in her nose, an army green backpack wedged between her grubby sneakers. It contained a change of clothes, $40 in crumpled fives and ones, a pack of Winston lights, and keys to an apartment on Flatbush Avenue, where at that moment a man lay dead in a pool of blood. She sat bolt upright until the bright lights of the city had dissolved into the flickery undersea darkness of the interstate. She was long past exhaustion, but sleep was out of the question. Tiny muscles jumped under her skin. Her eyes were like dry, hot stones pounded into her skull. She would start to drift off, only to be jolted awake as if violently shaken, her head teeming with nightmare images. The dark hole in Lyle's chest, the red circle widening across his ribbed white undershirt. It hadn't fully registered at the time, but now, in the sluggish current of heat that rose from the vents at her feet, she couldn't seem to stop shivering. She held herself braced against the gentle rocking of the bus, muscles tensed to the point of cramping, as if her life depended on staying alert, which, in a way, it did. The girl was asleep nonetheless by the time the bus reached Harrisburg. She slept straight through to Columbus, curled on her side with her nylon windbreaker pillowed under her...